December 31st, 2012. Halloween, the night of treats and tricks, imps and ghouls. In a fair city called Ottawa, night had fallen. Costumed youths scampered the streets, dashing between Toyota Camrys and Nissan Altimas, carefree and full of fancy. Little Timmy and little Susan were hungry. Their stockpile depleted by a chocolate binge while hiding under a bush from some bigger children with cheap knockoff scream masks their parents had ordered from the internet. They had only just arrived in time for the festivities and reeked of subpar materials and construction, but they were half the price and a good deal. As hungry as ravenous wolves, Timmy and Susan came across an imposing home.
24 Sussex Drive.
They'd heard of the current resident and head of the household, a powerful man named Stephen Joseph Harper. Timmy grasped his plastic axe as a shiver travelled from his toes to the top of his head, back down to his toes, and then to his eyes before leaving his body as a stressed fart. But Susan's blood sugar was crashing, and the Susan Timmy knew and loved was gone. Instead stood an insatiable beast, irrational and operating on base impulse. He knew only 10 coffee crisps and a bag of Skittles would quell her hunger. They proceeded up the imposing driveway, every step feeling closer and closer to a fate worse than death. They noticed in the shadows a stern man glared at them, dressed in a uniform as he approached. He demanded they step through a metal detector and hand over all imitation weapons if they wished to indulge in the treats that the household of Stephen Joseph Harper had prepared for the children of Ottawa. Timmy gulped as the axe, his only form of defense, was torn from his hands. Susan surrendered her hollow mock chainsaw without thought or care, her judgment clouded by the bowl of candy being held by Stephen Joseph Harper. There he stood, his grey hair shimmering in the moonlight, neat yet unreal. He smiled, yet not with joy, more like a man who'd rehearsed the muscle movement required to create a smile as a social necessity. But the shallow, emotionless smile was nothing compared to his eyes. Tiny black terror holes pierced Timmy and Susan's souls, magnified by thick glasses, designed to enhance his glare and assist in his vampiric consumption of life force. The children grasped the candy bowl, eager to leave. Even Susan had come to her senses, but it was too late. Stephen Joseph Harper desired more from them. His twisted mind had concocted the situation in a heinous plan for a photo opportunity. Timmy and Susan winced as the hollow-smiled mystic posed with them for the press photographers. Timmy could smell Old Spice, coffee, and spinach as his face neared for the perfect shot. But just as the ordeal had started, it was over. Timmy and Susan trembled away, bags full of candy they dared not eat, souls drained to less than 5%, and a feeling that Stephen Joseph Harper had cursed them for life.